This is HPR episode 1684 entitled 5150 Shades of Beer Jacob Leinenkugel's Winter Explorer Pack, and is part of the series 5150 Shades of Beer. It is hosted by 50 and 50 and is about 14 minutes long. The summary is, 50 tries the Leinenkugel's Explorer Pack.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HBR15. That's HBR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Howdy folks, this is 5150 for Hacker Public Radio, and thank you for joining me once again for episode 4 of 5150 Shades of Beer. Today I'll be reviewing from the Jacob Leinenkugel Brewery of Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, their Winter Explorer Pack, and that's a 12-pack of 4 different types of beer, so 3 bottles of each kind. And the first one, and my favorite, is Winter's Bite. And the best way I can describe it, do you know what it smells like when you open a tin of cocoa? The semi-sweet kind, not completely unsweetened. And no matter how you do it, just a little of the powder puffs out. Well, that's the best description that I can give for this beer, is it tastes just like that smell, even down to the dryness. Neither cloyingly sweet or leaving you who mixed the chocolate syrup into your beer. Just the subtle taste of dry cocoa. This lager pours dark with very little head. And it only seems to be available from Leinenkugel's in the Explorer Pack. So you can't just go out and buy a 6-pack of it. And because of that, its APV and ingredients were not featured on the website, which is Leinie.com. Unusual for a brewery to abbreviate their name, but it's Leinie.com. And that's where I got the specifics on most of the rest of the beers. The second one, and not to say it's bad, it just happens to be my least favorite in the group, is their Hell's Yeah. And that's a play on the word Hell's is German word for light. But in this case, unlike American beers, light only describes the color, which is the color of wheat straw, very clear. It has a moderate head that disappears without leaving any lacing. Very subtle malt taste, hint of hops, and just slightly more than a pinch of pepper. At 5.5% alcohol by volume, the malts are pale malts, and the hops are 5 American hops, including Simcoe and Citra. So they're playing a little close to the vest there. They're not wanting to tell you what the other 3 hops are. Okay, the next one is the Cranberry Ginger Shandy. And what a shandy is, it's a mix of a beer with either a soft drink, carbon lemonade, ginger beer, ginger ale, or apple juice or orange juice. Something like that. So it's essentially, most commonly in this country, you see it as a beer mixed with some sort of fruit juice. And that's what's called an adjunct. The juice does not take any part in the fermentation process. So you have your beer, it's done, you decant it, and then you mix it with the juice. Probably in Europe you do that yourself at home. But here it's marketed in a bottle. And it pours a cloudy yellow amber, a moderate head that disappears without any lacing. And it truly is, because of course if you add fruit to the fermentation process, of course most of it is going to turn to alcohol without leaving any residual flavor of that ingredient, so, or not much. So it is very, very hard to create a fruity sort of beer if you want your beer that way by mixing it into the fermentation process. You will get a much stronger flavor by mixing it in as a juice or a syrup or whatever afterwards. I mean, at least Leinenkugel managed to resist the urge to make it red, unlike Shock Top's Cranberry Belgian Ale, which I find it's very similar, but and I like the Shock Top's Cranberry Ale, but it's a little more sweet, a little more syrupy, a little more in your face, and it doesn't say it, but I suspect it must be something akin to a shandy as well. In other words, you wouldn't have that much fruit flavor unless it was added after the fermentation process. But I will say at the Leinenkugel's shandy, sometimes you will get a microbrewery ale, and it will say cherry flavor, you know, well, not cherry flavor, it's not like soda pop, but it'll, you know, it might say winter cherry ale, something like that, and, you taste it, and you say, well, it's a good thing it says on the bottle what that's supposed to be, because it's so incredibly subtle. Well, I would have been able to tell you there's fruit flavor in there, but I wouldn't have been able to tell you what it was. So, definitely, the Leinenkugel Cranberry Ginger Sandy Shandy, definitely you can tell that it tastes of cranberries, but it's just not quite so strong as a Shock Top's. And you can also clearly taste the ginger. I like to do a lot of Asian cooking. Well, I wouldn't say a lot, but some of my favorite recipes are Asian ones that include ginger. So I'm familiar with the taste as opposed to refined sugar. So definitely it's got a definite taste of ginger in there. So sort of as an aftertaste. The cranberry's gonna hit your tongue first, and as you swallow, then you're going to get the ginger taste. As you might expect, compared to the other beers, it's only 4.2% alcohol per volume. And the reason for that is, of course, it started out as a stronger beer, and then you're adding fruit juice to it. So, of course, unless you start out with a very, very strong beer, you're going to come out with something fairly light on the alcohol content. The malts are pale and wheat. The hops are cluster. And this is other natural cranberry and ginger flavors, as one might expect. Lastly, in the pack, we have the Snowdrift Vanilla Porter. And that pours a dark brown with just a little caramel color head. And it just disappears disappears immediately. And not leaving any lacing, which lacing is like the little lattice pattern. I mean, even after the foam's gone, where it leaves a lattice pattern around the outer edge of the glass, that's what's called lacing. Usually, if you don't get any foam, or if the foam dissipates very quickly, like in this beer, it's an indication of a higher alcohol volume. The higher the alcohol, the less head that you get, and the faster it just evaporates. The Vanilla Porter has the highest alcohol per volume at 6.0. You know, as beers go, that's not something that you're going to drink a beer and fall down, but that's something you might want to be aware of if you expect to have 3 or 4 or 5 of these in an evening. That's a little more alcohol content than probably a Bud or a Coors or something, not that much higher. Malts. 2 and 6 row pale malt, caramel 60, carapils, special B, dark chocolate, and roasted barley hops. You can also find the flavor of the roasted malts in there along with the vanilla. The dark chocolate, you can kind of taste that. I think keeps it from being, makes it a little less sweet than some other vanilla porters. The hops are cluster and Willamette. And then, of course, for other ingredients, it says real vanilla. Okay, now let's get into the bonus round, because I have one more Leinenkugel offering that was not in the Winter Explorer pack, so I had to explore for this one on myself. Well, when you hear this, you might want to go looking for, because right now it seems to be on sale everywhere. I don't know if it still will be when you hear this in 3 or 4 weeks, but it very well might be, or there might be another Leinenkugel 6-pack, because this is really it. I think it's, what, $6 here? That puts it down, you know, like a 6-pack of Bud. But it's Leinenkugel's Orange Shandy. It's a wheat beer, or a Weiss beer. Most likely exactly the same one that's in the Cranberry Ginger Shandy, because it's got the same ingredients, malts, pale and wheat, and then hops or cluster, and other natural orange flavor. Remember I said common things to put in a shandy are either lemonade or straight orange juice. And this one's not quite as sweet. Well, I said it's pretty sweet. It's tart and it's sweet. Of course, it's orange juice. You expect it to be. But it doesn't quite cover up the flavor of the beer like the cranberry ginger shandy. The juice pretty much predominates. But you can tell you're drinking a wheat beer. Probably on a hot day, if I was outside hot working and I wanted something that was going to quench my thirst, I'd probably grab the orange shandy first. And just like the cranberry shandy, it's 4.2% alcohol per volume. I've always liked Lenin-Kugels. I think the brand that bears the most direct comparison is Shock Top, and that used to be an independent brand when I started with it. And of course, it was bought by Budweiser, and I don't know if that makes any difference in their management decisions. Between the two, I would say Lenin-Kugels is probably higher quality beer. But if you want a really fruity beer, then Shock Top does put in a somewhat stronger flavoring than they put into Lenin-Kugels. So my best idea is for direct comparisons to get the, if a fruity type beer is something that you, fruit-flavored beer is something that you'd be interested in, grab a six-pack of both the Lenin-Kugels and the Shock Top and compare them, because they're both of those are, you know, among my favorites, so see which one you like best. Okay, well, this has been 5150 for Hacker Public Radio once again. Hopefully there will be somebody here tomorrow with a more technical discussion, something to educate you a little more than today's. But until the next time, have a happy life.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.